Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Truly you are El Shaddai this morning, my Heavenly Father. Truly you are Adonai this morning, my King, above every other king of my heart. This morning we come before your throne of grace, O God. Aphosibizela khona sifikile mzali wethu ngcwele sifikile ngcwele yengcwele kuseni sifikile thixo wethu uzonqonqoza kumasango asezulwini this morning lithi lizwi lakho enter his gates with thanksgiving in our hearts enter his courts with praise sesifikile ke thixo wethu uzoziyaleza nkosi yamakhosi uba nanku lo mkhosi udalwe nguwe wabunjwa nguwe ngesandla sakho nanku umkhosi thixo wethu olungileyo otyalwe nguwe emhlabeni mzali wethu olungileyo nanku umkhosi thixo olunge kakhulu obizwa ngegama lakho nkosi yamakhosi nanku umtshakazi mzali wethu umzimba wakho thixo wethu owathumela unyana wakho emnye ukuba makazomfela thixo wethu azohamba ihlabathi aphalaza igazi nkosi yamakhosi ukuze ahlanguleke lo mtshakazi ukuze lo mtshakazi ahlanguleke Anzeke thixo wethu olungileyo seke fikile ke umtshakazi uzothi bayede nkosi yamakhosi uzothi bayede mngcwele yemngcwele ekuseni uzothi bayede wena thixo wethu odume ngokulunga wena Jehova amagama amathathu iziqu zithathu kodwa thixo wethu nguthixo omnye ekuseni siyabulela mzali wethu kuthi inkosi yamakhosi masiliphakamise ilizwi lethu sikuphakamise inhliziyo zethu zikunqule ekuseni inhliziyo zethu zivume ukuba wena unguYehova kuthi ekuseni thixo wethu masiphakamise amaphimbo ethu sitsho into abana walidala izulu nomhlaba sitsho into Thixo wethu, you are God who is, who was, and is to come. This morning, siyabulela mzali wethu, sithi sizobulisa thixo wethu, sizothi siyabulela ugcinwa nguwe, siyabulela uthandwa nguwe, siyabulela ukwaziwa nguwe, thixo wethu olungileyo, siyabulela uba thina sithi sawucela kwenzeke thixo wethu, sithi sawunqonqoza amacango avuleke, sithi sawukhangela sifumane thixo. Ngoba simne nkosi yamakhosi phezu kwesekele singuYesu Kristu thixo wethu our blessed groom who is seated right now at the right hand of the Father who is interceding on our behalf who continues Lord God Almighty to seal the covenant between God and man with his very own blood. This morning we are standing on the foundation who is Jesus Christ, the author of our salvation. We are not walking alone this morning. We recognize that our strength is futile. We recognize that our abilities are futile, but we depend on the power of the blood of Jesus. We depend on the enablement of the Holy Spirit. We want to thank you this morning to that you rekindle our spirit. You rekindle our hearts, you rekindle thixo wethu even ukuqonda nokuthetha nokucinga kwethu ekuseni to be aligned mighty God with your understanding to be aligned with what you are doing in our midst this morning to be aligned nkosi yamakhosi with the things Lord God Almighty that you have planned a long time ago on our behalf. We want to thank you right now Lord God Almighty that as we stand in your presence mighty God as you acknowledge that indeed you are our God, Lord God Almighty, we are reminded of the words that you spoke to Abraham when you appeared to him. The Bible says when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. Walk habitually before me with integrity, knowing that you are always in my presence. Hallelujah. And be blameless and complete in obedience with me. I will establish my covenant, an everlasting promise between me and you, and I will multiply you exceedingly. Through your descendants, Chikoweto, you appeared to your servant Abraham after you had caused him to wait, mighty God, on the promise that you made when you called him out of his father's house. Lord, at this time, Chikoweto, he had already failed you. At this time, he had already shown his weakness as a man. At this time, mighty Father, he had already doubted you. At this time, Lord God, he was ready to turn back. But because you are God who watches over your word to see that it manifests itself, you appeared to him because your promise to him had not yet failed. Oh my God, you appeared as El Shaddai, and you were there to complete the vastness of the promise, the depth of your love unto him, so that Lord God Almighty, from generation to generation of those who will choose to trust in you, they could reference back, Lord God, to the query, who is Abraham, and recognize that you are a God who watches over his word to see that it manifests. Father, we want to thank you this morning that we are not here to present ourselves. We are not here to present our ability. We are not here to present, Lord God, our intellect. We are not here to present our flesh, but we are here, mighty God, transformed according to your word, where you declare, Tikonamanka Onke, that if a man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Litili zwilako tikowetum ngopaza makwelihlo. Tina nkosi makosi, when Christ appears, saufana naye, we will be transformed and we will be like him. Litili zwilako tikom. From now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Because if a man is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, all the things have become new. This morning we want to thank you, Tikoweto, that you are reconciling all of these things through Christ. Our Lord and Savior, you are reconciling all of these things through Christ. And so we are here to present, mighty God, our hearts, Chikoweto, that have been washed in the blood. We are here to present, mighty Father, our minds, which have been transformed into the mind of Christ. We are here, mighty God, to present our spirits, mighty God, the ones that you have sprinkled upon us, where you gave Ezekiel the promise that you will sprinkle a new spirit upon us. You will cause us to receive a heart of flesh in exchange for our hearts of stone. You will cause us to desire to know you, to desire to worship you. You will do it, my Father. We will have to do none of it, because you will do it on our behalf. And so arise and shine, Mzimbaga Christu, because the light of God has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. We thank you that as ambassadors, mighty God, we are no longer presenting ourselves in our earthen bodies this morning. We are presenting, mighty God, these spirits that you have regenerated according, Lord God, to your likeness that you have provided for, that you have become El Shaddai over according to your riches and glory. This morning we want to thank you, glorious God, that the old things have passed indeed and the new things have come. That is why you are declaring to some body, I am El Shaddai. Walk before me and be circumspect before me, and I will bring to pass the promise that I have made, says the Lord. Walk before me, knowing that you are always in my presence, and be blameless and complete in obedience to me, and I will establish my covenant, my everlasting promise between me and you, says the Lord. To somebody this morning, besakubulisa moyo ngwele, besakubulisa Yesu Kristu, oh besakubulisa Nkosi amakhosi, besisakubulisa ekuseni sisithi bayete, sisithi Thixo wethu bengekho omnye uThixo besinophinde simnqule ngaphandle kwakho, ekuseni bengekho omnye uThixo ebesinophinde siphakamisa amazwi ethu athi umhlabeleli ndawuphakamisa amehlwami ezintabeni, ngoba kulapho uncedo lawufela khona, kulapho uncedo lethu oluvela khona, Thixo ekuseni ekufeni ngegama lika Yesu Kristu ebengekho mu Thixo baba besinophinde simenze mkhulu ezinhlizweni zethu simenze mkhulu Thixo wethu ezingqondweni zethu ebengekho mu Thixo Nkosi yamakhosi ebefanelwe Nkosi yamakhosi ngumhlatshelo wemizimba yethu ekuseni aphuthe zwini lakho. We must present our bodies as living sacrifices. Singabisa minda Thixo wethu whether our bodies are subjected to fire, whether they are subjected to ridicule, whether they are subjected on the altar, because these bodies have been laid down so that we can come to know the glorious hope to which we have been called. These bodies have been laid down so that Christ in us may arise, the Christ in us who is the hope of glory. This morning kulapho Thixo esifumana ukuhlaziyeka emandleni, in your presence where we lay down our very own lives, mighty God, to pick up the cross and to follow Christ. This morning, mighty Father, we are here to go to Sizoti Bayete Ngonyama Yeskego Sagwayuta. We no Rahamatiko to kuhlasumule ingqangqasi Nkosi yamakhosi nenzulu Nkosi yamakhosi. We want to thank you Thixo wethu wena ogrhagrhama lithi lizwi lakho. At the sound of your voice the cedars of Lebanon they bow down Thixo wethu and they yield their majesty and power. At the sound of your voice this morning lithi lizwi lakho you cause the deer to give birth. At the sound of your voice you strip the forest bear. Oh my God, at the sound of your voice, ilwandle Thixo wethu ziyazamazama zikhothame zithungu Yehova. At the sound of your voice this morning, ah siyabonga Thixo wethu olungileyo, siyabonga ekuseni Nkosi yamakhosi ngokusivuselela mzali wethu, ngokusivuselela Thixo woThixo, ngokusivuselela ekuseni. Kuthe kanti akekho mnye uThixo obengafaniswa nawe Nkosi yamakhosi, bathe sebethandaza bashotelwa lukholo, kodwa Thixo wabe wena sewuphendule. Wasuka uPeter wanqonqoza emnyango, lanqonqoza ibandla elitsha, ibandla elidala liqakene nokholo lwalo emthandazweni. Namhlanje Thixo wethu olungileyo, nali ibandla elitsha linqonqoza emnyango wethu. Siyabonga Nkosi yamakhosi, linqonqoza as a sign of your answered prayer. We want to thank you for the mighty harvest, mighty God, of the church that you have preserved, of the 90, the 50, the 70 that never touched anything unclean, that you have preserved. Little Zwila creation continues to groan, awaiting for the revelation of the sons of God. And this morning, mighty God, we want to thank you that you are not only harvesting them as we declare your word through the airwaves, but you are also presenting them. You are also causing them to walk down a way that they have never walked down before. You are also opening doors that no man can shut. You are also presenting them before kings, mighty Father, because their gifts have come to fruition. They have come to the fullness of time. You are causing them, Tikona Mantla Onke, to be heard by nations they know not. They shall command nations they know not because of the authority that you are releasing over this church, the sons of God. Tikona Mantla Onke, that are arising and shining this morning because your light has come. Hallelujah. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon them. Nali libandla Thixo olungileyo ekuseni lizothi El Shaddai, lizothi Chikenu ekuseni, ngoba we've come to understand that our righteousness, mighty God, could not catapult time. Our righteousness, my Father, this morning could not change the course of time where you had released your wrath upon men, where you continue to judge, Lord, the quick and the dead. Our righteousness righteousness this morning, it could not change Thixo wethu olungileyo, that those who know they are God, Nkosi yamakhosi, will arise and do mighty exploits. It is not our righteousness. When you speak to them, Thixo wethu, through the mouth of Moses, uthi baxelele Moses, it is not because balungile that I am doing this thing. It is because I am God. Ayayayaya, my God, this morning, ngoba you are the great I am. Oh, my Father, they have tried to box you into religion. They have tried to box you into science. They have tried, my Father, to box you into many disciplines and studies. God, you arise above the sea. You calm the sea. You command your authority because you created them all. This is why this morning we are declaring to the gates, open up you gates, open up you gates, open up ye ancient doors this morning, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is this King of Glory? He is Jehovah mighty and strong. He is Jehovah invincible in our battle. We want to thank you, Tikolunge Gakulu. Ah, Baba, na libandla lakho lifikile mzali wethu. To kaufumane ke Nkosi yamakhosi ukutya kwendlebe yakho, izibusiso nezibongo zethu ekuseni. Receive the mighty God as a sweet smelling sacrifice. Ngegama lika Yesu Kristu Inkosi nomsindisi, we pray this morning.
It's more than radio, it's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To send in prayer requests, contact 067-429-7564 or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.